They're a very physical team. Obviously, they do a great job getting the quarterback, and, you know, it's another big emphasis for me this week to get the ball out of my hands quick and you know, make smart decisions and you know, continue to read defenses and process and just be smart with the football, you know, and some of the sacks last game watching the film were on me. You know, the offensive line did a great job, and I just got to help them out and get the ball a little bit quicker.
Can you talk about Andy Dalton a little bit and because of the scheme that you're playing in now? Have you watched a ton of Andy Dalton film? Do you know him? What are your thoughts on him?
Yeah, I got to work with Andy in the offseason over our little summer break and got to know him pretty well. And just a great quarterback, you know, one of the better quarterbacks in the league. And guy who's had a lot of success, and obviously he played, with Coach Jackson. And, you know, he's just a great player. And he's another one of those guys that, you know, is very, very effective on offense and can put up a lot of points. So, you know, your mindset offensively is you got to finish in the end zone. You know, you want to extend drives and try to keep them off the field.
Did you work with him out in L.A.?
Yeah. I got to throw with him out there. And we worked out and threw a little bit, and then we got to talk a little bit, you know, outside off the field. And just a great guy, you know, a great competitor and someone that, you know, I definitely want to learn from.
Cody, when you guys watch the film of the Bengals and see Vontaze Perfect stepping on LeGarrette Blount, taking out Martellus Bennett from behind, I mean, how do you guys game plan for a guy like that?
Yeah, I mean, you stick to our game plan, you know, and it's what we control and the looks that they're going to give us and what we want to run. And like I said, you know, they have a lot of very physical defensive players, a lot of, you know, very good defensive players. But for us, you know, you want to stick to our game plan and stick to our process and go out and execute the plays that we call and you know, get ourselves in the right position.
When you talk about some of those sacks the other night were on you, I guess how do you improve that, and what did you see on some of those specific plays?
Yeah, just, you know, get the ball out of your hands quicker. And some of those, you know, I was trying to extend some of the plays and make something happen. But, you know, just to help them out for me, you know, is not hold on to the ball and get rid of the ball quicker. Because they did a great job. You know, all game they threw a ton of stuff at us and did a lot of different looks up front. Defensively, a lot of twist games. And our offensive line did a great job holding up, you know. And so that puts it on me to be able to get the ball a little bit quicker, and if it's not there, throw it away and protect them.
So it's either, like, dump it off or throw it away?
Yeah, just, I mean, if the look's there, you know, give it a chance. If not, find your check down, and if not there, then just throw it away and move on.
How do you get the ball out so quick as far as from an internal clock standpoint? You know, Tom Brady has the reputation of, you know, he'll get it out in less than 3 seconds, and the play will still go for 25 or 30 yards. How do you – you know, make that happen? Is that on you? Is that on the receivers? Is it a combination?
It's more so, I mean, obviously on the quarterback, just knowing the look pre-snap, you know, and you know the coverage and you know what they're doing. That way you can get the ball where it needs to go right away. And some of those, if it's quick game and, you know, they give you a certain coverage, you got to know where your alert is. You got to know where to go with the ball. And if it changes post-snap, then obviously if it's still there, you can take it. If not, then you got to work through progression. But a lot of that is a lot of pre-snap, what they're giving you, you know, where the weak spot in the defense is, and you want to get it there as fast as you can.
Can you tell yet whether this is an extra special game for Hugh Jackson?
I think Coach Jackson obviously has a connection there, and he was there for a while, but his mindset's still the same. You know, he's still the same guy that he's been since day one, and that's, you know, a very ultra-competitive guy and a great coach. And obviously they're going to have a great game plan for us going in, and we're going to start installing that today. But I think it means a little something to everyone, too. It's obviously a division game, and everyone's excited to go out and play.
You're getting some national and local love. I mean, you talk very positively about the way you're playing. You're out for rookie of the week, all that kind of stuff. Do you pay any attention to that?
No. Like I told you guys on Monday, you know, the biggest thing I focus on is the win-loss column. You know, and that's something. And I know it might sound like the right thing to say, but that's how I, you know, honestly feel. You know, I really, and that's how I was in college and high school. I just get really competitive, and I love winning games, and as does everybody. But you know, it's just that's the biggest part when you're playing quarterback. You know, you want to win games. You want to win games. And you know, I haven't been able to do that yet. So that's my biggest focus. And all the stats and everything, obviously, if I'm playing well, it'll help that. But at the end of the day, that's what I look at. And that's what I judge myself off of as well.
Are you on social media or anything like that? Or do you read online?
No, I try not to. Sometimes my mom or my family will send me stuff here and there or something, just, you know, tell me they're proud or something like that. But I try to stay away from all that. You know, I just focus on what it is, you know, in this locker room and what's going on in the practice field and ultimately going out on Sunday and just kind of block everything else out.
This is going to be the most losses in a row you've ever had. Mm-hmm. Any love?
Yeah.
Right?
It has been, yes, sir.
Is that eating you up?
No, it's just it makes you, you know, work harder. It gives you more, you know, obviously, determination. And for me, I take it very personal. Like I said, as do a lot of guys in this locker room. But it just makes you compete that much harder and keep working harder because we've been really close, you know, in some of these games. And we just got to put together a full game, and I got to put together a full game and a complete game and just continue to keep working. You know, you can't let it – obviously, it'll get to you, but you can't let it knock you down. You know, you can't let it knock you back. You got to stay positive and keep moving forward. And this team – like I said, has done a great job week in and week out, coming back and coming ready to work. And, you know, these guys just fight really hard, and we're continuing to go out and put together a full game.
Coach, how much tougher is the mental challenge of getting ready for a game in the pros compared to college?
For me, like I've told you guys, just kind of sticking to my process. But obviously there's a lot of different looks. Guys are a little bit faster. They can do different things defensively that you have to be ready for, you know, and it's a lot more. You know, they have a lot of different guys that they can be more versatile and do different things that you might not have seen before. So, for me, I've obviously been spending, you know, a lot more time in the film room and you know, knowing the looks and want to be as prepared as I can on Sunday. But, yeah, I mean, you have to take that extra step. You have to do the little bit extra work here and there, you know, to be successful in this league.
When do you decompress? Do you get a chance to turn it off at all?
Maybe later towards the week, maybe Friday, Saturday, kind of take a little break or go home a little bit early on those days. But I can't help it. I'm still going through the game plan, or I'm at home, you know, watching film on my iPad or doing whatever it is just so I can, you know, stay in tune and stay locked in.
Did you have a takeaway from Andy Dalton in your time with him? Did he tell you anything about, you know, Hugh or this offense or anything that kind of stuck with
no,
you?
No, all positive things. He just talked about Hugh, you know, very highly and loved him as a coach and just kept telling me, you know, I was very fortunate. But he's a great guy, you know, and he's a great competitor and he throws the ball obviously really well and so I was learning from them, you know, in that aspect. But at the same time, just you know, a great all-around guy and a great competitor.
It's your Tuesday, like, that's Players Day off. So what's your
day? Yeah, we're here all day. Yeah, I get here.
Do you do virtual reality or anything like that?
No, I just same thing I've been doing. I'll come in the morning and get treatment or you know, get some ice here and there and then just start game planning, watching them and watching different things. And already started that on Monday, so I get a little jump start. But Tuesday is probably my longest day, just staying here all day and through the night and just making sure I have everything ready to go for today, and you know I can stay ahead.
What time were you out of here last night?
Probably around 9, 8:45, 9, something like that.
Hey, Cody, I get your focus is on wins, but have you proved anything to yourself about your ability to play at this level through these first starts?
No, I mean I haven't really thought that far into it. I just kind of, you know, think each week that I got to get better. I got to keep improving. I got to get more comfortable. I got to do these things in crucial situations that'll help us win games. You know, and that's been my main focus is. You know, obviously I want to build off of the things that, you know, I might have had a little success in, but, you know, your biggest focus point should be on things you need to improve on, you know, and that's what I watch when I watch film is, like I said, getting the ball out faster or doing different things, you know, within the offense that I could do better is something I really like to focus on.
How fueled or driven are you by the fact that really most people didn't think you could do this at this level?
I don't pay attention to that. You know, I didn't, you know, focus on that. And you know, obviously you can't control what other people are going to have opinions about. But like I said before, what you control is how you go out and perform every week and how you go out and prepare yourself and stick to your process and just do everything you can to get ready. You know, and the main thing I focus on is, you know, what the guys in this locker room think and, you know, what the coaches think. And that's helped me out so far is just staying focused and kind of just having laser vision on you know, the task at hand.